News, I'm Sherry Preston. Increased tension between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The U.S. has announced it will be deploying additional troops to the region in the event American citizens in Lebanon will need help leaving the country. Here's ABC Chief Global Affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz in Tel Aviv.
The State Department would make the determination whether to order an evacuation. But even before this intense round of Israeli bombing, the State Department warned Americans living in Lebanon to get out of the country while commercial travel was still available. That could become much more complicated if the airports were hit.
President Biden to address the UN General Assembly today, expected to discuss that conflict as well as the one in Gaza and others. Ukraine expected to be a topic. President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to speak to the UN Security Council today. What's expected to become a tropical storm? Helene taking aim at Florida's northern Gulf Coast. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A 12-year-old in Arizona is arrested after making threats to a Milwaukee school. An investigation found an IP address connected to the threat was linked to a home just southwest of Phoenix. Police interviewed a 12-year-old girl and recovered evidence. The girl was arrested on felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection issued a public health alert for wild rice and cheddar brats and wild rice and cranberry brats produced by Maloney's Bologna in Durand. DATCAP says the alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing an undeclared allergen. UW-Madison's latest enrollment numbers break records. The university enrolled 8,516 freshmen for the fall. That's their second-largest freshman class ever, as well as a record for total enrollment, up almost 3% from last year.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
Government bugged the men's room, the local disco lounge. playing out. As we taxi down the runway, I could hear the people shout. They said, don't come back here, Yankee. But if I ever do, I'll win more money. Cause all she wants to do is dance and make romance. No mind the heat coming off the street. She wants to party. She wants to get down. All she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance and make romance. All she wants to do is dance.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you in the mornings. More music mornings. You know, it is a little foggy out there this morning, so please be careful if you're out and about. And I stepped outside for a minute. I looked. There's definitely a little more fog out there. So, yeah, it is going to clear up this morning. Trust me, it will turn mostly sunny today. You know, we just got to wait for it to lift, right? Here's a flock of seagulls on Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM.
Dave Grant with you. It is 8:10 on Tuesday morning. That was a flock of seagulls. I ran so far away, I should probably be running. We'll talk about that in just a second. We will talk about the weather a little bit. There is patchy fog out there this morning. It'll turn mostly sunny with a high of 69 tonight. It'll be mostly clear with a low of 48 in case you leave those windows open like we did last night. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 74. Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. Now on Friday, I know we have homecoming festivities going on. We have a very slight chance of showers starting in the afternoon, be partly sunny with a high of 77. We also have that slight chance of showers on Friday night. We are keeping an eye on what's happening down in the Gulf because that will impact our weather system this weekend. So we are not sure what, if we're going to see rain over the weekend or not. That is really to be determined. But right now, there's a lot going on with that. I know that our meteorologists are monitoring it, and there could be landfall with the hurricane starting on Thursday. So we'll keep tabs on that. I know our meteorologist is on top of that. I've been chatting with him a little bit this morning. A storm chaser is heading down there that we know as well, and that could push northward. So we'll see what happens. I know we got some rain this weekend. Our grass is definitely greening up. I think I actually have to mow the lawn again. I went a couple of weeks without mowing it. Not like some people just let it go a couple of weeks and don't mow it all summer, but it's definitely looking like it's time to mow it. Now, I got a text message this morning. Have you heard the phrase, when a woman is silent, you could be in big trouble? And that came from my lovely wife this morning. I might be in a little bit of trouble for the dishwasher talk. That's what I'm guessing. Or it could be any number of other things I'm in trouble for as well. So, yes, we do have that discussion in our household very regularly about how to load the dishwasher. That's going to just be a thing. I think that's a thing in a lot of places. The pre-rinse one is the one I'm still wondering about because I still think that should have been in that survey. So talking about kitchen stuff, someone asked me, how's it going with the coffee maker? Not great, because the company that makes that coffee maker does not have a phone number that's for consumers. I called the business phone number, pressed some buttons, and got the response that no one's available and that we should send a form online or send in an email. So I did that right away yesterday morning, and it says, your request has been received and being reviewed by our support staff. And you can add comments if you want to via the email. You just have to hit reply. And it says, due to the higher than normal demand for service, our response time is taking longer than normal. Please allow up to a week for a response. I'm like, wow, a week to find out if I can get my coffee maker repaired or replaced? Do you not know how important a coffee maker is in this guy's world? I think we still have a spare coffee maker around here somewhere. It's still working. It's the burner plate, thankfully, so we can still brew coffee as long as we can still brew coffee. It doesn't sit around long enough in the morning to get too cold. So I think it may be a cosmetic break. Not 100% sure. We turn it off when we're not home, obviously, but like I said, we keep a close eye on it and we don't wait long for the coffee. Now, the other interesting thing from yesterday that was happening over in the Max FM studios, we've had a little visit, and I know that Max the Mouse is our logo, but I'm not real keen on the real thing. Yes, in our tech room, we had evidence that a mouse paid us a visit sometime on Sunday evening. I'd been in studio on Sunday and know that that evidence was not there. This has been a little bit of an ongoing issue, and our exterminator, Thomas, has been great. He's been in trying to keep tabs on seeing where this creature or creatures happen to be living. The fun of being in an old building is part of the issue with all the road construction. That has probably stirred stuff up. We had, again, a lot of rain over the weekend. That does cause some movement as well. And we thought maybe they were hiding in our air conditioner. So Mike and Jacob came over and took that apart after Jared looked at some stuff. And yeah, there was no mouse in there, thankfully. And we know that the mouse have kind of been running around in that area, but it's definitely not in our air conditioning unit, which is a good thing. And so we are keeping tabs to see where that little guy happens to be hiding. Not sure yet. Not a fan. I don't want to see that around there either. I just not a fan of mice. Wendy can attest to how much I love those things. Again, we live in an older house as well, and so we definitely do due diligence at this time of year. It reminds me I need to check those things around here as well, in addition to mowing the lawn. So yeah, if you can really definitely text in, let me know. Oh, and not a fan of mice. I'll take them on our logo, but nowhere else. Now, something interesting that Wendy was showing me on social media last night is human golf. You heard me correctly, human golf. golf. So you basically go into one of those big clear balls, and then someone comes up with a big club, looks like a 7-iron on steroids, and then they give a whack of that thing and they send you flying across wherever you happen to be. I do not want to be on the receiving end of one of those big bouncy balls. As Wendy saw when we put it last night, is that thing might pop if she was inside it. That would be her biggest fear. My biggest fear is that thing going somewhere where it shouldn't, like into water, into trees, or something along those lines. It looks interesting. Don't get me wrong. It does look fun, but I don't want to be in the receiving end. Of course, be doing it to someone else. Yeah, maybe. If you imagine kind of those, I'd say just a big clear ball, and you're inside it. Someone comes up, they tee off and then hit it, and then you just go flying actually up in the air. No one's putting me in one of those because A, I'm not going to fit in there. B, I'm not going flying anywhere just because of my size. So not going to work with me. And you all know how well I golf as well. That's the other part of this. So yeah, I don't think it ends well. I only lost one ball while we were out golfing this weekend. Unfortunately, we were out at one of the local golf places, and there's a campground right next to us, and they have this nice, we'll say, net along there, and they raised it up last year after I hit it over the net into the campground and dropped a ball right next to somebody's camper. It went through the net this time, and my brother-in-law was laughing. He goes, I don't know how you got it through there, but it was just a perfect angle. It was by the woods, so luckily it only hit some trees. It did not hit anyone. It solicited a lot of laughter from everyone that was out golfing with us this weekend. I mean, you know, I figured out what I'm going to do when I go out golfing. I'm going to put my brother-in-law's name on my golf balls, so whenever they're out there golfing and they find these balls, they're going to think it was him that hit these balls out of bounds. And I was going to suggest maybe Wendy do the same thing on some of the pink balls that she uses, because then they'll be like, well, this guy definitely hits a lot out. Only lost one ball. I think Wendy only lost one ball. It was in the water, unfortunately. Trying to clear that water is always a challenge for both of us. But, you know, it was fun to get out there. Was out there with the father-in-law. He had a good time and, you know, always some good laughs. We were very lucky. We got it in before the rain on Saturday. We were definitely moving along, to say the least. So, yeah, I always look forward to that. I don't look forward to losing my balls when I'm golfing. It always happens. I don't care where we're at. I've hit a building once or twice as well. Not this year. So, that's a good thing. No buildings have been harmed yet this year. I think I hit the same building last year up north three times with the same golf ball. So yeah, lots of fun. So we want to say thank you to Baraboo State Bank. Our morning show is sponsored by Baraboo State Bank. Baking together right here on Max FM. And Wendy says I haven't hit come on, Wendy. No harassing me about hitting the buildings yet. So yes, that time is coming soon.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of September, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School Volleyball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express of Baraboo.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen at 7-Eleven 1 and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sagna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:24 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday morning. You know, we're getting through that work week. Still a little bit foggy out there. And, you know, it'll clear up. It's going to turn mostly sunny day. A high of 69 degrees. It's going to get cool tonight, right around 48 degrees. But mostly clear. Our more music mornings continue with Madonna on Max FM.
Cause the boy with the gold hard cash.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning is 8:28. 99.7 Max FM and Cosmic Karma Crystals, Baraboo State Bank, and Teal Plastic Inc. will be having our third annual Request-a-thon to benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin this Thursday, September 26th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will be taking your requests and playing songs from any genre, any format, or any year for just $5. You want to make a dedication to someone, $10 to get your song on the air. Or if you want to replace someone else's request immediately with your song because you don't like what's on the air, simple, just a $25 donation will get your song on the air immediately and pull off whatever is playing. All donations go directly to Hope House. Now, a few little rules with this. If there's a 12-minute song, we'll play part of that song. We're not going to play that whole song because we want to get as many requests on the air as possible. Also, there will be no songs with foul language in those. That cannot happen. So none of those sorts of songs. Also, we're going to limit the number of artists we play as well, because last year we had a lot of requests coming in for the same artists. We appreciate that, but we want to get a chance to hear as much music as possible. So if you want to hear some maybe Christmas music a little early in September, you can put a request in for that. Or if you don't like what's on the air when it comes to that Christmas music, you could request something else. We might play a country song or even some polka music. So yes, so any sort of music you want to hear, you're going to get to choose what we play all day Thursday. We want to thank everyone that's helping us out with the Hope House Request-a-thon. That is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Teal Plastics, and Cosmic Karma Crystals right here on 99.7 Max FM. Now, we're going to have some special host in-house as well. So, looking forward to Thursday. So, Maddie Jones will be back with us for one day. Wendy's going to be helping us out as well. So, we'll have Wendy in studio with us as well as Aaron. So, we're looking forward to that. There's rumors we may even see Mr. Corey Hartman himself in studio. Not sure if we're going to get him on air or not, or if he'll be behind the scenes with me, but we'll see what happens with that. So some very special people will be joining us as well on Thursday. So again, our third annual Hope House Request-a-thon, that'll start on Thursday, 7 a.m. We'll get the information up on our Facebook page early Thursday morning. Now, thank you to Randy who texted in this morning. He said, no worries, when the wife and I are camping over at Fox Hill, we pick those golf balls up at the campground. So yeah, Randy, if you happen to find a nitro out there, that belongs to me. It doesn't even have my name on it, so make sure if you see that out there to pick that up for me. The other thing that we sometimes will do out there is wait for someone to go into the porta potties, and I'll toss golf balls at the porta potties. Yes, I'm that guy. I don't hit them over there. I just like scaring my brother-in-law if he happens to go in there. I don't do that to my lovely wife, though, because I do not want to get in trouble with her. Any more trouble than I normally get into with Miss Wendy. So yes, so that is something that is still kind of funny. Getting a few chuckles out of that this morning. So yeah, thank you, Randy, for picking all those up. I'm kind of curious how many of those you typically find out there, if they're just laying right there, if you're out there camping and then they just come flying in, buzzing in by you guys. You have to text me and let me know. I'm kind of curious about that one as well. It's kind of interesting being that close to a campground. I've also been golfing very close to the highway as well. So that is one of those things that I get a little nervous about. I remember Mike Ganger talking about that. He was out golfing once and his dad hit a car in the windshield. So yeah, I'm very careful when I'm out there. So yeah, I try to be anyway. So yeah, Randy, let me know how many you typically find out there. Very curious about that. So something very interesting happened to Wendy and I last night. We were out taking Stout for a ride last night. And no, not right now, buddy. He looks at me, picks his head up. No, not right now. We took him out last night because that's kind of his routine. He'll pester us if we don't take him for one on occasion. So we definitely were doing that last night. So, and we were out and about, and then it was getting dark, and then we noticed that it looked a little dim on Wendy's car. We pulled into the driveway, and sure enough, her car had a burned out headlight again. I think I put more headlights in her Ford car than any other vehicle we've owned collectively over all the years we've been together. She probably would agree with me on that as well. Seems like every 6 months or so, we're replacing one of the headlights in that car. She'd ask, well, why don't we replace them all at the same time? I don't want them burning out at the same time. So I try to replace them when they happen to go out, and I'm going to keep one on hand. And especially after last last night. Now, we went to a store last night to get a new headlight bulb, and I thought it would be an easy in and easy out. You know, it just seems like it should be a natural thing. I need to go get a headlight bulb to replace this burned out headlight. It should go pretty quickly. No, it was interesting. We walked into the store, wasn't too busy in there. As we walked into the store, we're trying to get over to the automotive section of the store, and then we get over there, and guess what? We find that all the headlight bulbs are locked up. I'd been in there about 6 months ago, I kid you not, and they were not locked up. I don't know what the deal was, but all the headlight bulbs were locked up and not sure what was going on there. And so I'm like, okay, we push the button there. It says push this button to get assistance. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to push the button. Nothing happens. Wait a couple minutes, push it again. Nothing happens. I've seen a few employees walk by at this point. I'm like, something's very weird here. And the front of this button thing is falling off. I'm imagining someone who was a little more upset about this than me was probably pushing it a little bit harder than me, or maybe punching it at the point they were trying to get their headlight bulbs, because again, they're locked up. I had to go find a store employee to buy a simple headlight bulb last night. I was not real excited about that. And so I finally get a store employee that comes over, and he said, yeah, I don't think that button's working. I'm like, yeah, maybe we should put an out-of-order sign on there as well, so people know they're pushing the button and nothing's happening because they're getting more upset, and all they want to do is get a simple headlight bulb. And I mentioned to him, like, yeah, it wasn't locked up last time I was here, and he said, well, people tend to steal almost anything these days. And I thought they had those anti-theft device things on, those little tabs, you know, they're kind of the plastic with the metal inside them that set off the doors when you go off, but I didn't see that on the bulb. And then he was very nice about it. I appreciate that. He was very professional about it. He handed me a bulb and didn't say, hey, I have to walk up to the front counter, because that's what I was expecting next, quite honestly. So he hands me the bulb, and then we also find some candy, and then we go check out. And then we get home, and we're changing the headlight bulb in the dark. A little bit of a challenge, but luckily we got that taken care of. Now, Wendy likes to call her vehicle the Nagin Wagon, and it's not because it was driving it, just so we're crystal clear on that. It always seems like there's a lot of sensors on her car. The one that surprises me that's not on there is a burned out bulb sensor. Our old truck used to have that. We'd know when a bulb was burned out, so we would know to change it. Hers is not, but hers will let you know about any other thing that's going on with the car, it seems like, but not when the bulb's burned out. So she looks over at the washer fluid, and guess what? It's almost empty. We almost put a gallon of washer fluid into her car last night. Normally, we get a notice saying, hey, fill me up, please. So that probably would have been the next thing she was getting alerted for at that point. So yeah, very interesting. We did change her light bulb in the dark. We drove around a little bit to make sure that it's working, because, you know, we don't want to get pulled over either. So Randy did get back to me. He says, hey, just walk around the campground, pick up about a dozen laying there here and there. So yeah, I can imagine there's probably quite a few of those out there. We were out there on Saturday, and there was quite a few people out there. So I'm sure if they're camping this weekend, they'll find quite a few of those golf balls. Now, the other thing I will mention about this golf course when you're out there, do not go into the woods if you've got shorts on. Wendy had been out there with my brother-in-law. I'd been under the weather, and so Wendy went out there with him one time, and he was wearing shorts, and he decides he's going to go retrieve his golf ball from the woods, and Wendy's like, I don't think you want to do that. There's poison ivy. Oh, no, 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 I'll be fine. No, he was not fine. He did find the poison ivy out there. So, yeah, we've got a ball retriever. I did shank one left into the woods. Luckily, we were able to retrieve that one. Again, the only one I lost was into the campground, so it does happen, you know. I'm not an expert golfer by any means. I'm just out there to have a lot of fun, and you know, it's just fun to be outside. And this time of year, you never know how much longer you have left. The other challenge, of course, is the leaves on the ground. You know, you can have as many of the brightest golf balls out there as possible, and you may not find them with the number of leaves. I think I'll take a leaf blower out there the next time I go golfing. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking together.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig, I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Badger quarterback Tyler Van Dyke had knee surgery on Monday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coach Luke Fickell said the prospect of a medical redshirt had not been discussed yet, but the plan is for that conversation to take place eventually.
Obviously, there's been a lot of things that have happened really fast. You know, you could say the same things about James Thompson. These situations happen. You're in the midst of a season. I think guys got to be able to process themselves, you know, where they are and what they're doing. And then we'll sit down and definitely talk with Tyler. We'll definitely sit down and talk with the James Thompson and you see where they are and where you are, but I know this, that we love Tyler and we love what he's done. And
Badgers getting ready to take on USC in California on Saturday. Packers get the day off today. They'll resume preparations tomorrow for Sunday's divisional matchup against the Vikings. No word yet on whether or not Jordan Love will be ready to go. And Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold will play Sunday. An MRI revealed a bruise to his left knee, but no other structural damage from Sunday's win over Houston. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75 by Thursday. Sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
No! 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Gonna turn the tides. What's it gonna take to make a dream survive? Who's gonna turn the tides? The kind of storm is
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. It is 8:49 a.m. And yes, we're alive and kicking on this Tuesday morning. Kind of like the Milwaukee Brewers postseason. The Brewers are going to be playing in the postseason. Tickets are available now for round one. Now, they do have a few games left to play yet for the regular season. They are taking the Pirates on tonight at 5:40 p.m. Not too many games left in the regular season. So we got the Pirates tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday night. Then they finalize their season with the Mets on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon is the last game. And so, yes, the Brewers are in the postseason. Congrats to them. Looking forward to that. Again, unfortunately, we don't get the channels that that's on, but maybe we'll get to see a little postseason action depending on where they're at. So we'll see. I'm hoping for that. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing them in the postseason. They have had a very good year. So good job to them. So let's talk about our calendar days today. And one of them that's probably the most important is it is National Voter Registration Day. National Voter Registration Day brings Americans together over our mutual love of democracy, or we definitely hope so. So if you are a registered voter, please make sure your information is current with your registrar's office, because you want to make sure you can go through voting very easily on election day. And if you're not registered to vote, please go do so as part of our democracy, and is important more than ever to vote. Now, one of my favorites, it is National Cherries Jubilee Day. This is something that just looks so delicious. A tasty dessert. It is simply an elegant dessert. Cherry lovers celebrate this sweet holiday delight. I mean, it looks like a little bit of ice cream, you know, and some cherries and some simple syrup, and it involves warm brandy. So that's probably why I'm liking it so much. And I've never had it, so I definitely want to try it. Not this early in the morning, though. No alcohol for the morning show. Just saying, coffee again. Most important thing of the day for me is also National Punctuation Day. And that is something that's very important to have that comma in the right place. It's something that all of our English teachers, it's near and dear to them as well. And again, we thank all of our teachers. So National Punctuation Day, I know Hilldale Vet had a little fun with their sign. And I always love walking or driving by and seeing those signs there. So yes, National Punctuation Day. It's also Bollywood Day. And this is one that's kind of interesting, is Lash Stylist Day. Call your eyelash stylist and get ready, because it is Lash Stylist Day. Something that's very important to a lot of people out there. You know, probably should be myself included, because I don't want to have that unibrow, right? That's just not going to look right. And all right, I know this is going to cringe a few people. I definitely get the shaver out because I'm a guy. It's just easier that way, right? Because you try not to have the unibrow going on, but you also want to try to look good at the same time. And I know Wendy's probably trying to get to the keyboard as fast as she can. No, don't shave them. So yes, and that's something that's also very important. It's also Heritage Day. That is something that celebrates South Africa's roots. It's a rich and vibrant and diverse culture. So yes, that's also a very good day for today. And there's a lot of famous birthdays out there. We talked about those already. So yes, it's Tuesday. You know, we're getting through the week. I do want to remind everybody about this, so because this is something that's very near and dear to all of our hearts over here at Max FM. It is a 99.7 Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. This is brought to you by Cosmic Karma Crystals, Baraboo State Bank, and Teal Plastics. It is our third annual Hope House Radio Requestathon. This benefits Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. We'll be taking your requests and playing songs from any genre, format, or any year for just $5. Make a dedication for $10. If you don't like what's on the air, you get your request on the air immediately. Take their song off for just $25. All donations go directly to Hope House. So join us this coming Thursday for the annual Hope House Requestathon. This is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Teal Plastic, and Cosmic Karma Crystals. And I messed up. And thank you, Wendy, for letting me know. Lash Stylist are related to eyebrows. Thank you. I knew that. Not really, because, you know, I don't even mess with those. So yes, thank you to our lash stylist out there for taking care of all those eyebrows out there. And thank you for Wendy for correcting me on that as well. So yeah, it's not something I mess with at all in that case. face. And I don't like people touching my eyes either. I'll be honest with you, getting in the face, all that touch stuff. Yeah, not my thing. I couldn't sit still for that. That's why I've not had LASIK, in case anyone's curious as well. So not my thing by any means. Also, don't forget to go over to Max FM, big deal, shop local and save big. We have instant deals over there. Those are deals that you can click on. Those are redeemable on your mobile device. You don't have to wait for us to send those to you. So don't forget to do a little bit of shopping today as things settle in. It's a good time to do that. Get those, you know, maybe some early Christmas presents out. That's the other thing I wanted to mention. We were in a certain store last night and we saw the Christmas decorations out. It's not even Halloween yet. The Halloween candy's still on the shelves a little bit longer. And we saw the Christmas decorations. Not quite ready for that. Maybe I'll put my Halloween tree up. As we mentioned before, Hallmark is starting their holiday movies on October 18th already. So it seems to get earlier and earlier every year. Somebody in our household always says, let the turkey have its day, or the pumpkin in this case have its day. So those things are coming up pretty quickly. I know Halloween falls on a Thursday this year for anyone that's curious what's going on. So yeah, I'm not quite ready to even start thinking about Christmas yet. That just, it's a little too soon in my opinion to see those things out. But I know people prepare for it. They want to get the Christmas shopping done. I totally get it. Just was not ready to see all the Christmas decorations yet. So yeah, I will survive. I promise you. All right. I do want to say thank you. We are sponsored by Baraboo State Bank for our morning show, Banking Better Together. Our 50-minute music hour continues next on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Maximum music. Max FM.